Taylor, here you are once again annually here at the Scott City Fry, but you've put a lot of time into the recruiting as with your position here. And how have things been over the last year for you guys on the recruiting front?
Oh, it's been really great. It's been a lot of fun, especially the way we've been recruiting the state in the last couple of years with the Avery Johnsons. Again, Dylan Edwards now. Great to have him back. It was so fun recruiting a guy who's seen the process, been through the process, and sees that K-State is his best home. And he's fired up to be back here, and that makes you happy. But I feel like we've done a really good job, and I feel like we have a lot of pieces in place, and a lot of guys that fit our culture, who we are and what we are. And that's probably the most important part when it comes to recruiting. It's about getting the right guys that fit and what we need to succeed and be successful.
Yeah, I mean, how tough is that to just, I mean, it could be a blue chip kid and you're like, well, he'd be good to talk to, but he just doesn't fit our system.
Yeah, I don't know if we can ever explain it to our fans, but no, I mean, there's a lot of things that go into recruiting. It's kind of like running a business. You know, when you hire employees and you do those things, there's a lot of things that have to work and have to be a fit for it to work. And I think we've done a really good job and under Coach Kleiman and what he does and who he is, making it a player in, you know, locker room, all that kind of stuff. Again, it's about finding those guys that fit our culture and who we are.
Well, I know his class of 25 is a big one in this Sunflower State, and I know a lot of the top ones there you've talked to a lot, and I know you can't go into details, but it seems like you're continuing to kind of uncover some gems in this Sunflower State.
Yeah, we're trying, and you know, the 26 class is going to be terrific too, and so on, and it's great. I believe in the kids in the state. I believe in this state. And I think that means a lot for kids that we recruit in this state. You can do everything you want here. You can be a first-round draft pick. You can win the Big 12. Look at Felix. You know, we're having success. And it's great when I got over 55 guys from the state of Kansas on the roster. To me, being a Kansas kid myself, there's not much more than there's not much more greater things than that when a lot of these kids have been told, you know, not from Texas, you're not from Florida, you know, but you're right. We're from Kansas, and we're going to do great things with great kids.
How big has the NIL changed from how you have to kind of talk with kids and recruiting?
Oh, my gosh. A total 360. I wish it was all about scheme, where you fit, where's home, the culture, and not some of those other things, because at the end of the day, it's about playing and winning. And I wish it wasn't money-driven. Now, I do feel like these kids deserve their right to make their money and be paid for their brand, for what they've done, who they are, all that, but at the same time, I just want guys that want to win. I want to graduate from K-State. I want guys that have the same degree I have, and that means a lot.
Yeah, about Nate Kanzer, Scott City alum, and in your program.
Yeah, it's awesome having another guy from the state of Kansas on our staff that understands the pride and the passion that comes to wearing, being in purple and wearing the Power Cat. It's fun having a guy from out west, too, that worked hard. He's blue-collar, and what he's done in the NFL – and what he's going to help us do, fired up for his opportunities, and just having another guy like him here.